What's good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Good Influences. Make sure to head over to goodinfluencespod.com if you haven't checked out that website already. It'll be linked in the description. You can get some merch, sign up for the Patreon. We just did a really fun video that I feel like will be out
It'll
by the
be
time
out,
this comes
yeah.
out. So that was really fun.
Do we say what the video is?
And we weeks.
Oh, it'll be
Because we're up
weeks.
until, yeah.
Oh, already have been out? Okay.
I mean, we can still say it
Well,
was
if you
fun.
haven't, we did a Pilates for the very first time for Mike and I, and Aaron as well,
No,
right?
she's done it
Well,
before.
she's on
You've
it, but
done
just
it
not there.
before, my bad. But it was a really great time. Joe helped filmed it. So if you want to see us contort our bodies in really strange, awkward ways and grunt and scream and sweat, this video is perfect for you.
Actually was a little sore. My calves were sore yesterday.
Your calves were sore.
Yeah.
Huh.
I know.
My neck has been sore like here.
It's probably because if you when you guys were
The
crunching up, you
abs.
probably weren't like you're probably like using your neck too much or something.
For sure was. I usually do abs like hanging and then I do
Oh
leg
yeah.
raises, but so doing like sit-ups.
I
I
know.
feel like my hip flexors are sore, but I don't really know what hip flexors are.
Opening
But
them up.
I would say like my, what are they called? Your abductors and your adductors.
Adductors and
I have no
abductors.
idea.
Yeah,
Yeah.
those feel sore.
Sometimes we do stretches and it's like I don't know, I forgot what it's called, but it's this muscle. It's like on the outside of your
I think
thigh.
that's one of your abductors or your
Yeah, and
adductors.
when you stretch that, it's like holy fuck. Like there's a specific stretch we do to do it, and it's like you never stretch it ever
When are you doing
normally.
it again?
When am I doing Pilates? Saturday.
I might sign up.
Well,
I love Equinox,
guys.
but they charge you a little extra, maybe too much extra for the Pilates classes. Like 120 bucks a session.
That's where I used to do
That's
Pilates.
great.
Damn, you paid 120 bucks
Yeah,
every
I
time?
That's why
would
she stopped. She ran
I
out of
had a
money.
personal I didn't. I was just like, this is stupid. I'd rather lay on my couch. No, I would go. I went to Equinox, had a personal trainer Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then I had a one-on-one Pilates instructor Tuesday, Thursday.
Damn, Aaron. God, you're like a pop star.
You
Damn.
had a regime. Oh,
It's
well.
really nice
Oh my
having like
God.
a one-on-one.
I'm gonna leave.
It's gotta be so nice though when you're like really famous. You just like,
Have it at your house.
yeah, or you could sign on to like a Marvel movie. Like, okay,
Just
great. I'm gonna get like
ba-ding.
food, trainer,
Yeah.
everything, and I'm gonna completely transform my body for work.
Well, like, no,
Yeah.
and like I could write it off.
Oh, true, because of, modeling.
Yeah, modeling.
Could I write it off for like
No.
podcasting?
Well, I mean, if you're posting stories there, I guess,
Oh,
right?
good.
I mean,
Well, I'm getting
legally
comped.
probably not, but like loophole-y, probably yes.
Yeah, I think maybe like a percentage, maybe,
Well, yeah.
but like. I like my job like 100% of the time like is my body. So
Yeah.
it's like okay.
Your trainer that you had at Equinox, did you were you assigned them or were they assigned to
Yeah.
you? Or did you just see someone always on the floor and you're like, you know what? I like their body and I want
No.
that them. Like,
No, I so we were like signed up for the Equinox before it even opened. They did like cold calling
I
kind
remember
of.
this. I remember
Yeah,
this.
and then I just got a call one day and it was like you can come in and like see what it's like. And then I don't know, I loved her. She was like a 22-year-old. She's a dancer in LA. She's so fucking ripped. She danced for
Course.
SZA and Chappell Roan most recently.
What? You're like, that's my trainer.
No, yeah, it was so cool like watching her on TV. I'm so proud of
Wow.
her, but she quit and a lot of people who used to work there when I went have left.
Was she like 5, 6, 7, 8, and
Rah,
lift and lift?
rah, rah,
No, but she,
rah.
it was so fun. We just like kiki in the
You
morning
get
for an
gossip.
hour. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Lots of
It's
gossip.
fun too because she's, I mean, she's a decade younger than me. So we would like talk about like YouTubers and stuff. And like she grew up as like a kid watching people.
Yeah.
So
This is a new word I just heard. Kiki.
new?
Kiki
I feel like I'm hearing it for the
Kiki.
first time in like the past couple weeks. I
Well,
don't know what it
a
means.
true
I'm too
boomer.
afraid to ask. I don't want to Google it. What
It's
do you
like you're just like gossiping.
Oh, just
Did you hear
chat.
she just said, oh, we're just
Kikiing.
gonna kiki in the morning? I hear people saying that. Oh, like Mike, when can we kiki? And I'm like, I don't know.
Is
Kiki.
this slang or is this Webster like
I
dictionary?
think it's slang. I think it's
Okay.
like, yeah, let me, I'm looking
Is
it
it
up.
Kiki, right? I feel like I'm hearing it more and more.
Just like have a martini and a Kiki.
Or is Kiki Palmer making this big?
Maybe.
Is
Okay.
it
I do think it's like,
Share it, Carly.
Well, this Kiki can refer to several things, including a social gathering within queer subcultures, a character in the animated film Kiki's Delivery Service, and a 2016 documentary about LGBTQ.
You it relates to Kiki's Delivery Service?
No, what's that? Those are the different options of what it could be.
Oh, I love. What's Kiki getting on a broom and delivering pastries? Because that sounds like a great gig.
And yeah, gossiping with people.
Got it.
Well, no, just say,
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it does say in slang, Kiki refers to an informal gathering or social interaction, often amongst close friends, characterized by casual conversation, laughing, and sharing stories, aka gossip.
Yeah. This is kind of the Kiki pod.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're just going to Kiki.
We're Kikiing.
But this word has been around?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, happy pride to our listeners. Is this still coming out in June, episode?
Yeah, but we already said happy pride.
Oh, okay. I saw the pride parade, though.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I saw Stephanie from Full House.
Is this coming out in June? I can't.
No.
That's funny.
I don't know. Sometimes there's so many weeks.
I know. It's. Yeah.
I don't know either. It's so far.
Where did you watch from your window?
No, not that close. But I was like two blocks down, and like okay. Connor Franta and Sarah like hit me up, and were like, "We're so close to your place. You got to come check out the parade." So I went to the parade.
What day of the week was it?
Sunday.
Oh, that's good.
Last Sunday. Yeah. I saw Stephanie from Full House. That was my favorite. I saw.
Was she like on a float?
Yeah, she was like in the back of like a Corvette waving. But I don't think it said like Stephanie from Full House. Like it was kind of like someone pointed out. It was like, holy shit.
Wait, I sat next to her at the nail salon a couple weeks ago.
Did you really?
And I was like, that lady looks really familiar because she started talking to me. We were literally sitting like this close to one another.
And how long did it take you to like figure it out?
I was like, she looks so familiar. And then but like, she's like not done up at all. Just like, literally she started a conversation with me being like, look at my nails. Like she does such a great job, blah, blah, blah. And then we're like yapping. And I was like, I know this face. I know this person.
You should have said, whatever happened to predictability?
And then when I was like, that's who it is. And then when she was checking out, she like said her name and I was like, okay, confirmed. But she was so lovely.
She's come a long way.
Yeah.
She used to be like addicted to drugs.
Oh, really?
Now she's great.
She was lovely.
The silence.
Well, she could have been great when she was addicted to drugs. She just had a disease.
True that.
Yeah.
And then it's all Cara Delevingne.
Oh, wow.
Cara Delevingne. How do you say it?
I don't know.
Cara.
I think Cara.
Cara. Yeah, I think it's Cara.
Is she British?
Yes.
Oh, then maybe it is Cara. That's like, I feel like the British way to say it.
Cara Delevingne.
Yeah.
Cara? No, yeah, it's Cara.
Probably.
Have you ever been in a parade?
Yeah.
In a parade or at one?
In a parade. On a float.
Oh. Yeah, I did Pride.
Yeah,
I've done Pride. Like probably 2018, I was on a float.
In the emo night float? Or like?
No, I think it was BuzzFeed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like as an ally, creator, supporter.
Yeah.
That was cool. Did you wave?
Oh, I was waving.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
She was flashing.
Yeah. I was like, wait, I thought they were giving us beads. They're like, no, that's a New Orleans thing.
Yeah, that's Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Every 4th of July, there's the fire station in our neighborhood would have like, people would gather there. It was like the school and the fire trucks would lead the way and everyone would decorate their bikes. And early morning on 4th of July.
Oh, yep, cute.
There'd be a whole parade.
Are they playing bagpipes?
No, that's like a firefighter's funeral.
Oh.
That's like a common funeral
practice.
I thought
like every firefighter, like, what do you call them? A troop? A station has like their hobby on the side is like they play bagpipes.
They all do.
His
station did play badminton.
Badminton?
So, yeah.
Do you like badminton?
I love badminton.
Is that the one with the shuttlecock?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the what?
That's what the thing is
the
called.
Birdie.
The birdie, shuttlecock? Yeah.
I think it's called a shuttlecock.
It is.
Called both.
What's it called?
A shuttlecock.
Yeah.
It's like the little ball with like the net around it.
Oh, yeah.
And you have like the long tennis thing.
Yeah.
It's we played it in gym in high school.
Yeah,
it's because you can beat the fuck out of that thing.
And it's graceful. You got time.
It is graceful.
Yeah. You can rest a bit while that's coming over and then go, boom, hit
plan
it.
Your
it's
next
so
move.
Fun.
I really just love how you can hit it so fucking hard and it's still just going to whoop.
And it does a little spin.
Yeah, it feels like it's like in a Super Mario Brothers game where it like, when you hit something and it just like kind of feathers down.
Like a feather, yeah.
Yeah, it's really nice.
I do like badminton.
Bagpipes. Least favorite instrument. If I hear it in a movie, I'm just like, get this over
How
with.
How dare you? It gives me chills. Yeah. It makes me want to go into battle.
What?
It must be just from a motherland.
Yeah.
You know?
Honestly, it sounds like a funeral
hate
to me.
Crime.
Any like Martin Scorsese movie, he'll just like, it'll be a funeral scene. I'm just like, get me out of this fucking scene. It hurts my ears.
Wow.
Okay, then what instrument moves you? What's going to make you go into battle?
Oh, a battle? Probably a drum.
Okay. There's drums with bagpipes.
Yeah.
No, it's kind of a perfect pairing. It's like peanut butter and jelly.
Drums remind me of like high school. Football games and stuff. Yeah.
Or like give me like a violin.
To go into battle?
No, not to go into battle, but like at a funeral. A little violin maybe.
Okay. I feel like violins are very like wedding coded.
But also like Titanic sinking coded. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it has a little haunty feeling to it.
Mm.
I
do like a viola.
A viola?
I feel like they just sound the same.
Yeah, that's...
Well, violas are more like the harmony and violins are more like the voice. Oh. And, like, I think those paired together are really good. Actually, I fucking love a cello. Cello all fucking day.
That's the upright one, right?
Oh, I could listen to a cello for sure because I think it's a good combination of, like, the voice and the bass.
That's what Yo-Yo Ma plays.
Yes. Shout out to Yo-Yo Ma.
Big dude.
He was everywhere in the 90s.
And in the 70s and he's everywhere every decade.
I feel like the 90s he caught his stride. Like he was an Arthur.
He was an Arthur.
You were getting animated as like a cellist bunny.
Yeah.
you made it.
Yeah.
Your socks right now. Here we go.
They're inside out.
Yeah.
You put them on inside
Mine
out?
Might be too.
Yeah, we talked about this.
Were you inspired by Brad Pitt and F1?
No, I've been buying the new socks that Aaron advised me to get, which are white cotton long socks. And the seam is just so present on these ones. So when you flip it inside out, the seam is on the outside and you don't feel anything.
Good grief, Mike.
Maybe go back to your wool. It looks like you have fuzzy legs.
It looks like, you had dirty socks and you're like, well, I'm going to turn them inside out. I get clean socks again.
You think this, you could tell that these are inside out just from a glance?
They look like you're wearing hospital. Yes, of course I can tell they're inside out.
They're way fuzzier when they're inside out.
They look like, or they've been washed a lot.
Yeah.
They're
just really, really old.
Pilling, what's the word? Yeah. Where you get little fuzzies on it?
Yeah.
Damn. I really thought I was going to get away with this today.
Almost.
Never unscathed.
I can bring up some stuff for you guys.
Yeah, let's chat.
That's what I thought was interesting. What's a common phrase people say that instantly annoys you?
Hope this helps.
Yeah. She brought that up on the podcast.
Hope that helps.
Like
hope
in an email? Helps.
No.
It's used very sarcastically.
Yeah. Like people do it to be condescending.
Like on a YouTube comment, like, babe, this was like this since 1917. Hope this helps.
Yes.
Ooh.
I hate that.
You never heard that?
Oh my God. Everyone says it in TikTok comments and it makes me so mad. I think it's just so mean.
Oh.
I think if it's deserved, if you're commenting on it like on a horrible person's video who's like doing some like fucked up shit that's, I don't know, like racist or something, sure, do it.
Yeah.
But like on an everyday like person's video, like people are using it so flippantly in like ways that isn't even like funny.
Yeah.
No, it's just not mean. Funny. It's condescending.
Yeah.
Do people ever say direct to like friends?
No, I think it's always when they're like trying to bully someone into
hope
being.
This helps.
Yeah.
It's like a trend right now to say it in a like a condescending way.
I got to look out for that more.
It's.
I will say, call back to one of our very, very first episodes when we had a question like this. And I hate.
Oh.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I will say. No one's saying it anymore.
True.
It's We've moved died on for you. Out. We have moved on. I feel like we made some big accomplishments. I love that for you has phased out. It is
now
gone.
Now hope this helps.
Oh, now it's hope this helps. Or what was I remember the other one you guys said was, and also like on top of that, but something else. It was
and it's
like,
not only that.
Yeah, not only that, but.
Not only that.
Not only that.
It's not just that.
It's not just that. Who do we know that says that?
A lot of people say that.
It's not just that.
Like, if you're just having a conversation and you're just adding to the conversation, maybe someone's like having a thought about something and you go, and also this thing. And they go, it's not just that. And they continue on about.
I've never said that. It's not just that.
Well, I feel like I definitely have. That's great you don't say it. I don't say it.
It's not just that.
It's like a one-upper in a conversation.
Or it's like a denier. Like it invalidates.
It's not just that, Matt.
Yeah.
Idiot.
This helps, by the way.
If you're in a meeting and you're trying to
Stop saying that.
Hope this, and they put the exclamation mark too, like it's a, like an email.
Hope this helps.
Yes.
Women actually couldn't vote until blah, blah, blah. Hope this helps.
Mm-hmm.
No, now you just invalidated your whole fucking theory because you're a dick.
I don't like it. I think it needs to stop. I think they think it's like funny. And I'm like, it's not funny.
Yeah, they do. I mean, it's just trendy.
There was I feel like I maybe sent this to one of you on Instagram. I saw this girl post going very viral about, she calls them like master punchlines.
Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah.
And she's basically like, what is something that you can say anytime and it's always funny to like any situation? So it's a punchline that you can use anytime. Like, and that's what she said would be an example. So she was like coming up with compiling a bunch of these.
Yeah. Like, RuPaul has some good ones. And I'll say, like, well, I'll be the judge of that.
That's a good one. Another one was like, I think you know, which I've never heard before. But if someone's like, it's something that they would not know. Like, hey, do you know which drawer the bathroom is? Like, which drawer the sink is in? You go, I think you know the answer to that. Like, you just say that. But there's one that she said that she thinks is funny. I don't think it's funny. When people are like, oh, yeah, they used to be my nickname in high school. Think it's a very overused joke.
Oh.
Or someone's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Oh, you're like, hey, what's up, milk dud? You want any milk duds? And they're like, oh, that was my nickname in high school.
No.
It's just not funny.
I say that sometimes.
That was my nickname in high school?
I say something along those lines. Or like, that's what they used to call me in high school. But, yeah, I know. It's a weak one.
It's overused.
I also like to say that's none of your business.
That's really
yeah,
funny.
That's a good one.
Yeah, just that's none of your business.
Do you know what time the store closes, Matt?
That's none of your business.
That's a good one.
Yeah, you can use that anytime, anywhere.
Oh, yeah. You've said that. You've been saying that for so long. I remember you said it once, a long time ago, years and years ago. And I thought you were being dead serious. I was like, oh, my God. And I can't remember what it was. But I'm now looking at him like you're definitely playing
goofing.
Up. You were like, it's none of your business, really.
Like to say, how dare you?
That's a really good one.
How dare you is really good if someone has kind of like threw a little dart at you and is razzing you up about something. You just go, how dare you?
Yeah.
And just enhance the
theatrics.
I feel
like you say to Mike a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. How dare you?
How dare you?
Another overused one is, I know we say it a lot though, but and when people say in this economy, I feel like that came around in 2008 and people are still saying it. Like, oh, I think I'm gonna get Chipotle in this economy.
Yeah.
It's still funny, but some people will say it when it's not funny and I'm just like, I don't know. It's a tough
get out.
Tough sledding.
The top one here is sorry, not sorry. That's the
sorry,
top one.
Not wait, what was that one again that we were saying? Phrases that we don't like.
Yeah.
Sorry, not
that
sorry.
That instantly annoy you if you hear it.
Oh, sorry, not sorry.
Hashtag sorry, not sorry.
Yeah. I hate that.
I think
it's so funny to say it
sorry,
to like being catty to a friend.
I think it's silly.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it like often, but I feel like the only time I would say it would be like ironically.
Yeah, same.
Right.
Sorry, not sorry.
Oh, Will and I, we also like to say, ever heard of it?
Oh, yeah, that's funny. That's like, I like it because it's like Y2K.
Yeah.
Loser, loser, double loser.
Yeah, just ever heard of it? Ever heard of it? You didn't know that?
Brick wall, waterfall. Also, a big one is everything happens for a reason.
Oh, I love that.
I do like that one.
Everything does happen for a reason.
Yes, but it's like the weakest thing you can say in times. There's times where it's like inappropriate. Like if someone's mom just died and you're like, everything happens for a reason. Like,
true.
Do not say it then. It needs to.
If you're saying it, then there's something wrong with you.
Yeah. There's a time and a place for.
I think it was when I was looking for like, am I overreacting posts or something? But I didn't. It was like so obvious, but it was so crazy. Her twin sister passed away. She's like in her 20s. And her boyfriend is really religious. And he literally was just like, it's what God wanted. So like, he was acting like that. And she was like, I don't care what you're saying right now. Like, I'm hurting. And he's like, you need to just trust that God, you know, this is what his plan was. Like, it's all God's plan. I don't like it.
Are you the type of person who, if a friend is going through something like really serious and you want to send like support and love to them, do you say like, you're in my prayers?
No.
Thinking of you, sending all the best vibes your way? Is that out of line?
Depending on.
To send all the best healing vibes your way.
If
someone's sick or going through something, I say healing vibes.
Yeah, because I'm obviously not praying.
Right.
And I feel it's like stolen valor for me to be like praying for you.
No, it's weird for me to say that.
Anytime I see someone tweet also thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, of course.
Are they actually sitting at the edge of their bed at night going?
Some people do.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Rocket Money. Now, y'all have heard us talk about Rocket Money before. I have been a user for probably 3 years now. I got the premium. I got all the bells and whistles. I love Rocket Money. I check it every single day. Matt also, Carly and Aaron are big. We're all big Rocket Money fans. Matt, tell the people what Rocket Money is.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place and know exactly where your money is going. For ones you don't want anymore, Rocket Money can help cancel them for you.
Rocket Money's dashboard gives you a clear view of your expenses across all of your accounts. You can get alerts if your bills increase in price, if there's any unusual spending activity, or if you're close to going over your budget. And Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for you. They automatically scan your bills to find opportunities to save. Then you can ask them to negotiate for you. They'll deal with the customer service so you don't have to.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when they use all of the app's premium features. So cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/good today. That's rocketmoney.com/good. rocketmoney.com/good.
And now back to the episode.
What is it called? It starts with an N, I think, but they have like a physical list of people that they like pray for every night.
Oh.
And like they can change it up depending on like, you know, if someone is like sick or something, they like pray for them.
It's like
then
a shared group note?
Like, no, it's like a little paper that they write people's names on. And then
their cancer is cured, they just scratch them off the list, go on to the next.
Yeah.
On to the next.
And then what happens though if like the prayer didn't work, like they pass, they're like,
right?
God answered and he said no.
Oh,
he said,
okay.
I don't think
that's
so.
What they
there
say.
You go.
Not
forget
today.
What it's called.
Not today.
I know it has a name.
I saw it. Can I read a few more of these master punchlines that I think are funny?
Okay. Yeah.
If your own iPhone rings, you go, I'll get it. I think that's really funny.
These are very like white people.
It's so humor. Mike.
I think that's, yeah. I've never heard that one before, but if my phone ever rings, I'm going to be like, brr, brr, I'll get it. I think that's really funny.
I got
it's a very Mike Sheffer joke. If you start stuttering, you just go, I'm so sorry. I forgot my lines. That's pretty good. Okay, and then we're not liking these. That's fine.
So boomer.
Are these
perfect for you?
Yeah, okay. Totally.
All right. Well,
what's next?
I like the idea of a master punchline, though.
I was today years old.
I was today. I don't really say that.
It's a good hook for like a video. I was today years old.
I sometimes will maybe comment that on like an interesting TikTok that like blows my mind. Like, was it LeVar Burton directed Smart House? Like the guy from Reading Rainbow?
Yeah, that's crazy.
What's Smart House?
I was today.
He said, "What's Smart House?"
What is Smart House?
I'm sorry. Is this a global phenomenon?
I want you to guess. Let's play 20 questions.
It sounds like it's either a TV show or a movie because he directed it.
Okay.
Hey, kind of a combo. It was a TV movie.
It was a TV movie?
Called Smart House.
I've never heard of this in my life. Disney?
Yeah.
Cartoon?
No.
No.
What year?
1999.
I was
outside.
It's
a Disney Channel original movie. Smart House.
It's a DCOM. Hope that helps.
Yeah. It's one of like the most valuable VHSs that I do not own.
Another one we got to get you. Another valuable.
No, you don't got to get me Smart House.
We got a B-Day coming up in just a couple weeks.
It's too expensive.
I've
do
never
not
heard
get
of
me it.
It. Don't get you
I've
Smart House.
I've never heard of it. I don't believe you.
The one person who does own it, though, is Alex Ernst. So Talk to him. And he also owns My Date with the President's Daughter, too.
My Date.
That's a great
with
one.
With the President's Daughter. Oh, yeah. My Date with her.
Do you think they made that movie for the song? Or wait, was the song, what came first? The song after the movie?
Yeah, I feel like they probably wrote it for the movie.
Well, that I think was one of the best songs written for
it's
a movie
so
of all time.
It's like pop punk.
They need to play that at Emo Night.
Yeah.
Does it happen?
No.
I'll talk to TJ.
I don't think it's on the CDJs.
Maybe like Candy Pop Night. I thought this was interesting. Besides police, who is the worst person to show up at your front door?
Ooh. The worst person? A process server? Someone subpoenaing you?
Ooh.
That is the worst.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten one?
No.
I got it once.
But I was there and someone like was asking, is this person there? And I was like, yeah, they're here. Like thinking it's just like a delivery for someone. And they got subpoenaed.
They do it so nonchalantly too.
I love seeing it in movies.
Yes.
When you're just like on the street and they're like,
crazy.
Are you involved? And they're like, yeah.
Did you go
like,
to Princeton University in 1979? Yeah, John James. Oh,
yeah.
You've been served.
Didn't Jennifer Garner was like doing a like Q&A or like some type of
it was Olivia Wilde, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was Olivia Wilde, and someone, it Jason was opened Sudeikis, up in the audience. They go, Olivia? They go, she's like, yes. She goes, here, you're served. Like, boom.
That's so cool. Imagine that's your job. Oh, my God.
Have you seen Pineapple Express? Like, Seth Rogen's character, he's a process server, but he does, like, disguises. Like, he'll act like he's maybe a gardener, or he works at a hospital, and he's just like, sir? And they're like, yes. Boom.
When I was at the old house, we used to just, like, keep the gate and front door, like, unlocked, and the front door was just open. It was summer day. Sitting on my computer, just kind of working. Hear the door open, bing bong. Usually it's like someone will leave a package. So I heard the door. I thought there was a package coming. And then I just hear someone go, Mike Sheffer. And then I go, someone there? And then I walk up to the door. She goes, Mike Sheffer. And I go, yep. And she goes, you've just been served.
Oh, that's right. You told us this.
Yeah. And I was like, uh-oh, what is this for? And it turned out it was for like my aunt who passed away to get like the will and stuff. So it wasn't like a bad thing. But you have to.
Have like a more fun experience when it's for good, like a clown or something shows up.
Yeah. A magician. Like, boom, you've been served.
Yeah, like it feels like it should be two different situations.
A mime.
A fun one and a bad one. Yeah.
Mime, just like miming the paper.
There you have to fill out a crossword puzzle that's your name to confirm. Yeah. She, after I got it, I was like, what is this for? And she was like, I don't know. But just read it. And I was like, can you just wait here so I can read it? And then I read it. And I was like, okay, relieved. But I asked her, is this typical for you to deliver good news? And she's like, no. Honestly, my job is so difficult. Like, I just get screamed at every day. People are fucking pissed at me. And I was like,
do they know what's in the envelope?
No. Oh, they just know that their job is to.
That's what I was like, why are you asking? Hey, what is it?
Well, I didn't know. Maybe
they had no clue.
I was just like, my world was just like spinning. You've been served. Served and witnessed.
Served.
What about one thing that kind of freaks me out of this type of situation of someone coming to my door? If someone's just like, please, help me. Yes. Let me in. I'm getting chased right now. Please, like, he's after me.
Is it a setup in 2025?
I don't think I would open the door.
I know, and it's the worst thing. Someone's just like begging.
I know.
Their whole life, just like, please open the door. But like, there's been so many
TikToks.
Yes, you see these crazy people that show up on Ring cams, and they're like, let me in. Someone's trying to get me, and then they let them
in. It's too
scary. The guy is their partner's comes in.
Maybe what I would do is I would be like, I'll unlock my car, and you can go sit in the car.
I'd be like, tell me all your information. Like, I'll call the cops. Like, just please. Like, don't tell me as much information right now.
My name's Jennifer. I'm 31, and I live down the street.
Exactly. I still won't, like, open the door, but I'll, like, get the information to help them.
I'd say, go sit in my car, and I'll call the police and then see what they do.
That's really smart, Aaron. Go sit in my car.
My owner is waiting for me.
Yeah, I'll put it in dog mode.
Somebody said a guy from Tinder that I talked to once, like, showing up.
Oh my god.
That's really scary.
I think someone was just like making it up, but
yeah.
What about Jehovah's Witnesses?
Like a missionary?
That's literally missionary. What I was reading. Jehovah's Witness missionaries.
But I heard like, you know, missionaries, like Mormon missionaries are also like, you know, they're there to spread the good news.
They're going to mow your lawn.
They also, they can help you out with something. Like, hey, I just, need some help moving some bins from my garage into my house. You got like 15 minutes? Like, sure. Tell me what you want to tell me. But
they're always in the white short sleeve button downs, right?
Yes. Which I'm like, can we revisit that just outfit?
No, like, I kind of like it because then you could identify them from down the street. Like, let me just go around.
They got the name tag. But the short sleeve shirt is a little.
A short sleeve white button down?
I guess they're always like on bikes too. So, yeah.
Anyone coming to my door is so annoying.
Your landlord. That's not fun.
I've never met my landlord.
You've never met your landlord?
No.
At the old house, sometimes the landlord would come by. Oh, let me just check out what's going on with this. Is this?
Would you say you didn't give me 24-hour notice? That's actually illegal.
Because we didn't want to like. I didn't want to like stir the whatever you call it, rock the boat. Yeah, stir the pot. What is this?
Stir
the pot, rock the boat.
Stir the pope.
I don't want to stir the pope. Because like we didn't want to get like evicted. Yeah. Not that we were doing anything wrong.
Then you could sue him. Then he would get a subpoena, and that'd be so fun.
If I could subpoena the landlord,
yeah.
No, she was nice. She was just like. Pop in sometimes just to like say hi.
They're not allowed to do that.
I know they're not supposed to, but like I want to have a good relationship with her and be like, you know, don't kick me out. I really like this house.
Would you let the resident in your house?
The
Donald
current
Trump?
One?
Like Donald
Trump.
No.
Probably. Here, drink this.
I remember like as a kid when my dad like hated Bush. I was like, what if Bush showed up at the front door when you let him in? He was like, no. And I was like, why not? He's the president. This is me like 7 years
That's
old.
So
but he's
funny.
Just like,
that was
fuck
thought.
No. And it was a big thing as like a kid where I'm like, oh, it doesn't matter how important or famous a person is, you have the right to the privacy of your own home and like,
yeah.
And I don't know. I was like, oh, I guess you're right, Dad.
I feel like I'd be scared even if like Obama showed up because I'm like, what do you do?
Let me clean first. Hold on. It doesn't usually look like this.
I'd let Obama in and then I would be like, let's do body shots.
Yeah. I'd have a beer. Oh my gosh, a beer with Obama. Yeah. That'd be so cool. I'd be like, can we take a pic?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think like when I would allow Trump inside my home.
Like,
maybe if it's like I can use it for like content in a crazy way or something.
He's like, great cats, love the cats. He's just like playing with a little toy.
Yeah, I don't know.
I almost adopted another cat 2 nights ago.
Wow. Did it show up?
There was when I got home from something, it was like 9:30 at night and there was just a cat like in the courtyard area. Oh. It was inside.
Did it look like a stray?
No, it had a little name tag on it. So I was like, all right, here we go. And then I was like trying to like get it to pet me and then it let me pet it. And with like within like 2 minutes it was being friendly. Aww. And so I was like petting it and I didn't want to get bit, but I saw it had a little collar and then I tried to like see if the collar had a name tag on it. And the cat was like not really letting me do that. So I took a picture and it was just like the name on one side. So I was like, now I gotta fucking do this again. So I kind of like waited like 20 minutes for this cat to get adjusted to me. I turned it over, took a quick picture of the phone number because I couldn't like type it in fast enough. And then I called the number and I was like, hey, are you by any chance missing a cat? And she goes, no, I live in your building. I see you. She's a friendly cat. Just, you know, she's always roaming around. Thanks for calling by. Oh. I felt so relieved, but.
So scared.
Is that considered adoption?
If what?
You take a cat off the street?
I think so.
You gotta like legally claim like I adopted this cat off the street?
I don't know. That's a good,
like, just... I never thought about it that way.
I mean, there's definitely people who have cats that they've just like, that's, you know, they just show up and now it's their cat. And they probably take it to the vet and stuff. But...
Well, when I got Rick, I took her to the vet and they were like, do you want, I was like, what's the process here? And they're like, well, if you want to formally adopt her, we have to take her in, do a screening, and they need to pay the adoption fee to get the paperwork. And I was like, can I just take her back? And they're like, well, yeah, it's a stray cat.
Like,
and I was
she like, showed up in my house.
Yeah. So I just took her back. And then I think Adam took her to the vet for the first time to like get all her shots and stuff.
Thank God.
I mean, she's been fine. It's been 2 years.
Yeah.
How often are you supposed to take a cat to the vet?
Well, you just like never did it. And that would freak me out, not knowing that my cat off the street like didn't have certain things.
Well, we knew that she had the like the city did like the whole thing because she was definitely spayed and like got her initial shots and had her ear clipped.
Yeah, I remember that. You had that checked out.
But I guess, yeah, no, they don't. But I thought about like, damn, am I about to get another free cat? But it was fine.
It's all good.
Someone said Chris Hansen.
Oh,
if he showed up?
Yeah.
I'd be like, what do you want?
Are we filming an episode?
Yeah, I'd be kind of excited, but then I'd be like, bring it on. What did I do? Because you're wrong, buckaroo. Yeah.
No, I feel like you would be like, I had to have done something. Like, I feel like you'd get so freaked out.
Like, oh. Tax evasion?
No.
No, Chris Hansen?
No, he does like
I know, but it'd be like a new show.
Oh, I would be like, oh, it's one of the neighbors, right?
Oh, yeah.
You need me as a witness?
Please, yeah. I'll lure him in.
Oh, my earring
Chris
just fell.
Chris Hansen.
That would be a scary one.
Yeah. Or yeah, just the news in general, too.
Oh, if the news showed up to your house?
Yeah, like, Mike Sheffer, is it true? Can you talk to us, Mike?
Oh, boy.
Did you steal that cat?
Is this true? Yeah. It's like a trackable cat in LA. You know how they do, like, the mountain lions or whatever?
Oh, P22, RIP.
Yeah.
What if somebody showed up at your front door and they said, I used to live here. I grew up in this house.
I'd be like, cool.
Yeah. Like, what if they were like, I know like now's not a good time, but could I maybe come back at another time? I really would love to see this house and I just would love to walk the halls of it. Trust me, I'm a normal person.
I mean,
it'd have to be a good sense of like judgment.
Yeah, because I would want to be able to do that with my old house.
Right, which I've always wanted to do with my old house.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Look, like, I don't know if I want to
go to our first apartment. I feel like that would be fun to just see. But I feel like it wouldn't be that crazy. I mean, it would, but it wouldn't be like...
I went back to my old house that I lived in college, and it was a bunch of other college kids living in it. And I was like, I lived in this like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm like, is there any way me and my buddies right now we could just walk through? And he goes, yeah, dude, no problem. And just let us like peek in some rooms and stuff. And
he's like, I don't know if I would let someone in.
Yeah, for me, it wouldn't be like an on the spot thing.
Yeah.
It'd be just like, if you come back like in just like 2 days or something, like, yeah, I for just like 10 minutes, I just want to like,
and
can I see
give
your ID?
Information and I'm going to do a background check and then I'll let you come.
Yeah. I was like, can I give proof? Like,
yeah, that's what I would.
That's a pretty good way to also just be a criminal totally. And get a complete like sense of what products yeah. you have and where
that'd
you keep
be a
things.
Good plot for like a movie is someone is like a serial I used to live here mm-hmm. kind of person, and that's their way of like getting in and scoping
out the
house. That's
the name of the movie. I used to live here.
Actually, I feel like that is the title of a movie.
I used to live here.
We used to live here.
I've seen a movie about
a man. We used to live in the castle. I think that's the name of a movie.
I watched a movie years ago. Yeah, it was like a man. It was a new married couple moved in, and this like old man, it used to be his house, and he like stalks them pretty much, and is like always in their yard and stuff. Mm. And they're like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
Is it Dennis Quaid?
I think so.
Yeah. Like Gabrielle Union?
I don't remember. Yeah. I remember it, that was like the plot. I feel like there's two movies with that plot that came out around the same time.
Yeah.
There are always movies like that where it's like the same movie.
Yeah.
Like Armageddon and whatever.
Friends with Benefits.
And No Strings Attached.
No Strings Attached.
Both great. It was Mila Kunis and
Natalie Portman. Yes. But Mila Kunis, Justin Timberlake, Natalie Portman, Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, but it's crazy that's what...
I think they're called twin movies where like a studio, I don't know exactly what it is, but I imagine like one studio gets a sniff of like, ooh, they're going to do a lot of marketing for a movie. We'll just make one that's very similar and trick people. Like at the Blockbuster, you would go in and you'd be like, oh, that's that new movie that just came out and it's just not the same movie.
Was one of them better? I can't really, like overall.
I think they're all kind of the same.
Oh, which one was better? I think Friends with Benefits is better. Justin and Mila one is better.
I think the other one was way better. The Natalie Portman, Ashton Kutcher one was better.
No, I think the dialogue is better than the Justin Timberlake, Mila Kunis ones. I've seen clips of that one far more than the Natalie Portman, Ashton Kutcher one.
I'm going to watch both.
Okay.
I love them.
Aaron watches both. You can watch them on the plane.
Okay. The Prestige and The Illusionist.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Just magic in the 1900s.
And The Prestige is better, right?
100%.
And I've never seen it. My family.
You've never seen The Prestige?
Dude, we rented The Illusionist.
I've never seen either of those.
We rented The Illusionist from Blockbuster because we thought it was The Prestige.
Yep.
And everyone was raving about The Prestige, and it was The fucking Illusionist.
Yeah, The Illusionist is with Edward Norton, right?
And David Fincher directed it?
No, David Fincher directed The Prestige.
Oh, The Prestige, correct.
The Illusionist was some random guy. What's another one here? Observe and Report and Paul Blart Mall Cop. Two different movies.
I don't know.
One is with Seth Rogen.
And then like, one is like with a mall cop?
Yeah, Kevin James.
Oh.
Megamind and Despicable Me. Not related at all. No Strings Attached, Friends with Benefits. Let's see. What?
Or did you hear about Alison Brie and who's her husband? Who's the brother of...
Dave Franco.
They have a new movie coming out.
Yeah, body horror movie.
And apparently it's a total ripoff of like a script some other guy wrote. Like down to like the ending scene is like a vinyl record of Spice Girls playing. They stole that. It's the exact same concept, and they're getting sued for like $17 million. I think they made the movie, sold it to Apple TV, and then this original filmmaker is like, this is my fucking script. And now I don't know if Alison Brie and Dave Franco were the ones to be like, let's rip this off. But their team was like, we should make this movie and this idea.
Yikes.
And apparently there's like proof that whoever they were working with maybe had their hands on this script. It's crazy how much it lines up. I'm always fascinated when people get called out on ripoffs, songs, stealing songs and melodies mm-hmm. and stuff. Crazy.
Ed Sheeran did like a really famous court case that basically changed the entire music industry. Do you know about this?
Mm-hmm. No.
Marvin Gaye?
Yes. Right? Or there was like the estate mm-hmm. of Marvin mm-hmm. Gaye sued Ed Sheeran because they claimed that he copied one of his songs, and that if the judge would have ruled in favor of like the Marvin Gaye thing, then it would have basically made like copyrights in music impossible,
like
because
all sampling
they're all, and so he went to court, like brought his guitar and played the chords. And he goes, and he said something really smart. He was like, these chords that you think Marvin Gaye is like suing me for actually existed before Marvin Gaye.
Yes.
And he found, and then he said, here's like 1,000 songs that use the same chord progression. So if you can, it's like, can you patent a color? Can you say a painting that has blue on it is like, the, no other painting can use the color blue. It's insane. And he won that court case. And he's like, the music industry is like very grateful for him to do that.
Wow.
Yeah. Ed Sheeran
That's
is
crazy.
one of the coolest like current modern musicians that really helped out.
You got a good legal team.
Yeah, and a good brain. Like, he just totally gets it. I don't know if I've... God, that's one thing I never, ever want to do is sit in a courtroom and have to, like, stand up and talk to a judge and, like, confer with my lawyer. Like that
yeah.
seems
yeah.
like my worst fucking nightmare.
Your first divorce. You'll probably have to do that.
Your first divorce. And then she'll take the kids. That's another yeah. time.
I don't know court. How people go through
Does
a divorce.
Everybody who... gets a divorce have to go on the stand?
No. I think you can like settle.
Most yeah. people settle before it goes to trial.
Unless okay. it's messy.
I think if it's like a civil thing.
Jesus, Aaron. It's like liar, liar. Or what's the one? Is yeah, that the yeah, one? Yeah, yeah. where yeah. he goes to divorce court?
Yeah.
Your Aaron, Honor?
Jim
no.
Carrey. What?
Just going after Mike.
I mean, going divorced. No, that's like really something I like even just going through a breakup is so difficult. I don't know how people like go from
with
no.
a house.
Yeah, I mean, you live kids, together.
Especially when it like is amicable, but then it turns messy.
Yeah. Scary. I feel like that happens a lot, at least on like reality shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, like getting divorced seems just
you always think you're the exception.
Right.
You're like, oh, it'll be fine. We're friends. And then yeah. you're like, wait, you're not giving me money?
It is kind of interesting. None of us have divorced parents.
Oh. Wow, oh.
I feel like
special.
Divorced parents are very common.
Yeah, I think yeah. some like, people should have gotten divorced.
Out of our parents?
Yeah.
She's talking about.
Oh.
Shut up. Destiny and Jim.
Your parents, so. Matt.
But all of my, like, five group of, like, close friends, like, in high school, actually, six friends, four of them, all parents got divorced.
If your parents got divorced now, would you be, like, devastated? How would you react?
I'd be like shocked.
Yeah,
too.
They seem like they love each other so much.
I'd be pissed.
That's
be
a like, big really? Thing. When yeah. I have friends whose parents do get divorced, I always ask them, "Did you ever see it coming?"
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
And my mom though did have a previous marriage. I would not be born if it wasn't for a divorce. She got married like straight out of college, moved to Dallas. Like,
same. Yeah. Both of my parents were married before.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Did we know? Did I know this?
I don't know.
Both of your parents were married.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so my parents were always like, but because of that, like they have a stronger bond. And especially yeah. I think my mom's like, my dad is like, this is such a new beginning. It would never happen. I remember they would say that so much as a kid, but then all of my other friends' parents were getting divorced. I'm like, do you guys really mean that?
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I'd be more in shock that like they had told me multiple times they would never get divorced.
Your mom didn't have a kid though, right?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
There's not an older brother somewhere out there.
I would know if my mom had
a
kid.
I always like am like I told her and that's when I always like convinced my dad had a kid. Didn't tell me, but
I think it's like easier for a guy to like get away with like having another kid totally. Than like a woman birthing
like
a whole child.
Oh, you didn't know you were pregnant for 9 months?
Yeah. That's like quite a bond you have with but it's wild. Like my mom pointed out the house she lived in with her like ex-husband when I was like 11 in a house I drove by all the time or that we would drive by as a family. And then finally, when I was of age, like she goes, that's the house I lived in. And I'm
my mom used to live here. Can I come in?
How long was she married for?
Like, I think like less than 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. It's wild. Like I was one time on ancestry.com and I found like, her marriage certificate.
Oh my gosh.
And it's, you know how you know your parents' signature and everything? And it's like, 22, whoa. Cindy, like, all respect. I think my mom would be fine me talking about this because there's plenty of listeners who have similar situations.
Have you ever
like
met
that.
The guy?
No.
I was going to say, like, are they from the same area? Like, what if he had kids and you guys went to school together?
No, I don't think I think he does still live in Texas, but he doesn't live like around the area. I think he's like an engineer for the government. And though, if you were married to someone who like works for the government, every like 5 or 10 years, they don't contact you, but somebody on behalf of them contacts you to be like, is this still your address? Are you still this person? Apparently my mom will get like a call. She's mentioned that.
You've never met him, though.
No, never met him.
Do you want
to? The way I found out when I was younger, we were with my grandmother, and we were all going through, like, old family photos at my grandma's house. And we're like, oh, look at this, look at this. And I'm like, who's this? And my mom was like, oh, gosh. And I'm like, what? What? And she's like, it's my ex-husband. And that's when, like, I found out, I was like, what?
Like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
So she had two weddings.
Yes, Mike.
Some
people get married. It's crazy when you look up, like, old Hollywood stars who are, like, in their 70s, and you go to their Wikipedia.
They're, like, sixth marriage.
Five times, six times. What do you say to your friend? If you were getting married the fifth time, what do you say?
At this point, you need to pay me to
go to the courthouse, actually. Yeah.
Can you imagine getting five wedding invites from the same guy?
No.
Over, like, a decade?
Dude, it happens.
That especially would be pretty crazy. I mean, and telling your other friends, like, here we go again.
What am I going to tell that girl? You're the one for me, babe, for life.
I just feel like there are always situations where it's like the men have the money or vice versa, and they're like bored, get a new, younger situation.
Yeah, there was like one interview with some guy he was talking about, and he was like, yeah, well, my current wife, blah, 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 blah. And they were like, your current wife, as in, like, in his brain, it's not even a permanent thing. It's just like, this is one I'm with right now.
Well, it's like a huge trend on TikTok.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, is it?
Like, if I did it with mom, I'd be like, so I'm with my current boyfriend. And it's like,
you can't do that.
Like, I'm with my current girlfriend.
It's really funny.
It's funnier when the girl does it.
My current boyfriend? Yeah, like, that's so fucked up. It's like, wow, it's crazy that one word could, like, if you do that, you could start a whole fight just from one word.
Would you marry somebody who's been married before? And no judgment to people do that, but like, would you be okay if, like, girl of your dreams, but she was married for like 2 years,
having just turned 25 in my long era of, I probably would,
because
I also think there's a level of intellect and, like, experience that you get after having been married and then getting out of it.
Yeah.
Now, you find this out on the date that she used to be married. How you go home, do you immediately look this man up?
No.
Yes.
Oh, do you? Right.
Not I after would date immediately. Because I'm just date one. Not date one. I don't have the energy to do that research because I don't even know if I'm going to see this girl again.
Okay.
I would just be curious.
Now.
Give me till date five or six and I'm like, all right, I kind of like this girl.
Five or six?
And then let me see what I'm working with here.
Then when would you ask them, why did you get divorced? Oh. Would you ever ask them that?
Oh, 100%. I would ask it, like, when they told me they were married. I'd be like, oh, what happened?
I think it's pretty normal to ask.
And what if they said, none of your business?
Then I'd say, okay, bye.
Bye, I guess.
This is fucked up, but I always try to talk about, like, relationship history on a first date. Because I think you learn so much about people when they talk about their partners.
I mean, I've not... Not that I do that, but I like hearing about past relationships for some reason. Like,
on a first date?
If it's going well, I'll be like, I think it's going well. Let's fucking...
Well, what was your longest relationship? Sometimes I like...
That's a good one. Yeah,
because it just shows, like, have they been close with a person for a long period of time?
Like a month.
Yeah. Or if someone is just, like, has had month flings, it's like, well, I'm looking for something really serious. And it's good to be with someone who has had, like, a serious thing. There's a bit...
But
there's
what
a,
if they're, there's, like, finally ready to settle down?
Then that works.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I mean, there, no, it's... I think it's just a getting to know you thing. It's important to know where the other person is coming from.
Like, or if they also talk a lot of shit about, like, oh my God, my ex was fucking crazy. I'm
red
just like,
flag.
Yes. Okay, let's not. Maybe, well, yeah, it's very insightful to hear someone talk about how they exist inside of a relationship early on. Sometimes it's not necessary, but I think it's a good topic. But divorced, yeah. I mean, I don't want to say anything out loud.
Did any friends go through a divorce?
Divorcees?
We know someone that is...
Oh, yeah, I know someone.
Well, we got to talk about this after. I don't know who's getting a divorce.
No, I'm not getting a divorce. And we'll talk about it later.
I had a friend in high school. We were, like, really close in, like, middle school and stuff. And then we were still friends in high school, but not super close. And she got married right after high school. And she's been divorced.
Yeah.
I have a couple friends that have been divorced. That I'm not, like, friends with anymore, but I just know them. Or, like,
I remember
really
as a kid, it was the biggest fear in the world is if your parents get... Like, anytime my parents would start fighting, I'd be like... Please don't get divorced. Oh my God. It's gonna be the
We're 54 minutes into this podcast. I want to say that I'm not wearing my wedding ring I was at the gym.
Because you're getting divorced.
I just realized I don't have my wedding ring on, and it's just because
everyone was wondering.
Wait, where is it?
It happens. I left it at home, but I worked out before and I don't really bring it to the gym because I don't know.
You leave it at home?
I don't take it to the gym.
Because he hits on girls
usually
there.
Usually, I go home after the gym, but I came straight here.
Bigger red flag, you're not wearing it at the gym.
Well, no, you don't want to get a ring avulsion.
Get a rubber one.
I did wear a rubber one for a bit, and then I felt just kind of silly.
Or vice versa.
I don't know how I'm going to do a wedding ring. I've almost lost this fucking order ring maybe like 10 times. And I'm like, well, that's the end. It's $400 down the drain. I don't know where it is.
Dish right when you walk in, you put it in there with your keys in your wallet.
You put your ring in when you get home?
Yeah, I take it off.
Oh. It's like at home, I'm not married
it's like
anymore.
You're taking off your bra after a long day.
I don't like wearing just stuff it. On my fingers. No. It's, yeah.
I don't even like feel That's it cr- anymore. It's I like invented either. Into my hand.
I like sleep and shower.
With... You wash your hands with it?
Yeah.
I take it off every time I wash my hands. I put it next to the sink. And then
your wedding? What?
I don't have a wedding ring.
Oh, gosh. I almost had like a stroke. Married. I was like, did I miss like...
Wait, were you saying like, your wedding ring?
Yes, like your engagement ring or something. Yeah. And I was like, Carly!
No, this the only thick ring I have is the Oura ring, and it does piss me off when it gets wet because it's like so like annoying to get water
underneath.
Whoop band.
Oh, yeah, Matt's on the whoop train.
Whoop. How is it? How's your sleep?
Good. Like 80-something percent.
That's on pretty tight. No.
His hand's blue. Yeah.
Really stretches.
It's a stretchy band. Yeah. Okay.
That's some.
Go ahead.
No.
I was gonna say I really like the color that you got.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for the people listening. Like, when I wash my hands, I had to take it off every time, and then after I dry my hands, I have to remember to put it back on. But sometimes I forget to put it back on.
Yeah.
And like 2 hours later, I was like, uh oh, and then I'll look at the bathroom sink, it's not there. I look in the kitchen sink, it's not there.
You get a little bowl.
A bowl.
I have two like little jewelry like dishes.
But I have to put it next to every sink.
Dude, you put it right on your fucking kitchen counter, Mike.
When I wash my hands.
If I
wash my hands in the bathroom, that means I need to have a dish in the bathroom. If I wash my hands by the kitchen sink or the second bathroom.
Looks like you're going bowl shopping this weekend, buckaroo.
Well, and the one time that I did lose it is I put it on the counter by my sink and I must have knocked it on the floor. And it was just dead center on the floor of my kitchen. I looked for 2 hours. Around my fucking place. I was like, I've checked every vertical surface in this place.
I think you can make it.
They say, check ring's last location, but it doesn't do anything.
Oh, you can't play a sound? I thought you could play sound.
I don't, not on mine. I think I have the Gen 4 and I can't play a sound. Maybe I'll look. Anyway.
Whatever.
Okay, go ahead.
I thought this one was maybe interesting, but what's a popular product that the more you hear about, the less likely you're going to buy it?
Oh, those fucking LaBooBoo things that I keep saying.
I don't think you would buy that anyways.
No, I think if it was like cute and cool, I would not buy it.
Let's say though, I googled into it.
Into LaBooBoo?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, I was like, how much are they?
They're like $40.
The $40? Like, okay, face value. Like,
yes, yeah.
But they are hard to
find.
You can
buy them on the black market.
I gotta just ask Remy. I bet Remy will have one.
She probably has like a million of them. Yeah.
They like. So, yeah. I want to get, I don't know, but sometimes
I'm like.
What are
you going to do with it, though?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
You're
I really don't
into
know.
The capitalism of it all.
There was this like fear. I feel like I needed to get it because everyone was talking about it.
A fear.
I feel like it's mostly girls and they just like put it on their bags.
Yeah, true. What product?
Someone said vapes. I don't know. That's kind of a weird one to me. So like, but people, they think like people are literally figuratively shoving them down everyone's throats. I think specific TikTok shop items, like when I see it over and over and over, I'm like, okay, I don't think this is.
Fidgets. Oh, wait, I got to be on the line of thinking of something everyone's talking about, which makes me not want to get it.
Like on TikTok, like for me, I see a lot of skincare when it's like a specific Korean skincare, like Korean moisturizer. And they're like, I look 20, I'm in my 40s. I'm like, you would have to be using this for like years to see that difference. Like that bothers me. Or like they'll take off like a face mask and be like, look how glowy I am. It's like there's residue on your skin. Like there's formula on your skin from this mask. I
don't sucked
understand.
Into fidgets, like fidget spinners, fun
you
kinetic
know what I really
sand.
Want is like the spiky thing that you roll in your hand.
I think I know what you're talking about.
It's like I think it's literally called. I know we said like we shouldn't say this, but like it was like a pain stim or something like that. But it's like a little oblong divot like thing, and it's a little. Spiky and you just roll it on your hand and people like it, I guess.
Interesting.
But that seems like something I would really enjoy.
I always put them in my cart and then I'm like, I'm not gonna buy these.
I think the oil pulling guru Nanda, all that shit, like the teeth whitening, I don't need that.
Did the teeth the oil pulling. I did the whole bottle, didn't notice a difference.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, you heard it here first, folks.
Yep.
Oil pulling, a scam.
Someone said vacation destinations. If you're advertising that hard for people to visit and spend their taxable income locally, are you really that great of a place to go? Wouldn't the current influx of people be good enough if it's a known place? Looking at you, Wisconsin and Ohio. Okay.
Wait, I was thinking internationally.
Yeah, like the Maldives or something.
Well, I think like sometimes
I live in Chicago. They said.
I think there's like certain international destinations that I feel like get really overhyped and like I lose motivation
interest
to go.
In going.
Like Italy, I feel like it's just been everyone's been going to Italy. All respect if you want to go to Italy, but I don't want to go there because I
just
feel like
make merch that just says all respect and
all respect to Italy.
All respect to things I hate.
Yeah. I just feel like sometimes there's like places where I'm like, everyone's going there. It doesn't even sound that like fun to go explore.
Santorini.
Any
like Instagrammable places. It's just going to be a zoo, as my dad says.
Mm-hmm.
A zoo. Yeah. Very white person thing to say.
That's a zoo here.
Someone said medical advertisements. I have a subconscious aversion to. Feels very dystopian, especially with them listing the side effects. That is true. Like, if you're watching a show with ads, it's all just, like, pharmaceuticals
and
now.
And isn't it weird? America, it's only us in New Zealand that are able to advertise drugs.
Yeah.
That's it. The rest of the world doesn't do that. It's not allowed. But for us, it's just
Yeah, it's always pharmaceutical. It's, like, pharmaceutical schools and cars are, like, the only ads.
Yeah. And, really. And other, like, shows and movies.
Yeah.
Do you ever seen unedited footage of a bear, the Adult Swim thing? It was like from 10 years ago. It's just like
I don't think so.
Adult Swim was doing those like really weird videos, like Too Many Cooks. You know about that one?
Yeah. Too Many Cooks.
Yeah, it was that era.
It's like that.
So it's the video is called unedited footage of a bear. And it just starts with like a bear. And it's like guys like zooming in on it. And then it cuts to what looks like a YouTube ad. And it even has like the skip ad thing in the bottom. And it's like a woman. And then it. Just the commercial doesn't really end, and then it turns to like this really dark horror. It's really disturbing. Like she,
Too Many Cooks is like funny, but yeah. It gets dark, but it's still funny.
Yeah,
this is like a proper horror short film. Mm. But I made Matt watch it the other day. It's so good.
Did you guys who finished the rehearsal?
Me. Isn't it the greatest thing you've ever seen?
The dream, like the parents when they're like big and he's little
with the giant
scary.
Baby.
Scary. Yeah.
You didn't think that was funny?
No, it was funny, but it was just like. I was like, this is literally like a dream I would have that I'd wake up freaking out.
I was peeing my pants laughing when he walked in like into that room.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matt, you have to watch it.
I know. Been watching a lot of Melrose Place.
Mm.
I love it. You'd love it, Aaron.
I started it after the last time you said you were watching
it. Did you
vibe with
it?
I watched like 5 episodes. Yeah.
Yeah. It's such an easy show.
It was nice to just have on.
Yes. You don't even have to pay attention to it. You know what's going on.
It's also so easy when they're all so attractive and like
yeah.
cool.
Everyone's hot.
Yeah.
On Melrose Place?
Yeah.
Mm.
I like this one. What do you need an accountability partner for?
An accountability Ooh. Partner?
Yeah, Ooh. Like something you like you wish you had someone to be like, shouldn't be doing that, or like, you know.
Damn. I mean, Mike is a great accountability partner for just like my own career.
Well,
for your life, yeah.
For my life, but like.
Like for me, it'd be like, I don't know.
Getting out of bed.
You sure? Like as
knitting.
Someone just standing over your bed yelling.
Time to wake up. Yeah.
Can they help you out with anything? Yeah. Okay, knitting.
For sure.
They're knitting.
Okay.
Because I love to knit, but there's things that I need to like. There's roadblocks. There's things I want to do, but I'm like, I get so nervous because I'm like, but I'm not an expert on it. I need someone to like really sit there and go, okay, no, you do this, and then you do that. You understand it? And I'm like, aha, now I get it. Having someone there to like help me with knitting would be really great.
But I'm thinking more of like a negative
like that's
thing
like a
that
teacher.
You do.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Well, I mean that's a great answer.
Like getting to the gym. Like, hey, buddy, you got to get to the gym.
Yeah,
I'm holding you accountable.
Something like that, or like,
but you
someone to be like stopping on your like get off your phone. It's been 2 hours. You know, something like that.
Ooh.
Remember to brush your teeth in the morning.
Yeah.
I feel like not ordering food.
Oh,
if someone's like, Mike,
that's a good
that
one.
Would be good
there's plenty
for
of stuff
you.
In the fridge, bud. Why are we doing a Postmates order?
Yeah.
I should just delete the apps, honestly.
Sometimes the little voice in my head says that to me.
Oh, you have a little voice in your head?
Yeah. Like if I'm like, oh, should I order? And then it's like, you have food.
My little voice goes.
Putting my clean clothes on hangers and just into the fucking closet.
Yeah.
That's the thing is like Patricia and I, you know, she does like a lot of laundry, but she'll just like load it up. It's clean, but I got to go hang it up. And it's like the least important thing of
my
priorities.
My clothes are always in the dryer.
And like, I'm always just fishing them out of this fucking
Yeah.
I feel like I just exist to do laundry. It's just, there's always either a load that's in the wash that has to be moved to the dryer to the hangers, or...
And it's my biggest motivation for just, like, making money. It's a fucking, just having someone to do laundry for you.
It's unbelievable.
That's the one thing I would be like, if I had tons and tons of money.
And that's also why I buy... Just,
we never have to do laundry.
Five ever. Of my favorite shirts, because then I don't need to wait for a full laundry cycle.
You know, if you had still had all the money in the world...
I was rolling my eyes at him.
Oh.
Having five of them.
Like, I don't even know what you said.
I have three of these that are currently in the wash, but I still have an extra one because I didn't do laundry for like a week and a half, and now I have a fresh one for today, and I get to wear my favorite shirt every day.
Laundry's just a lot of work, a lot of fucking time. And like,
I don't mind it.
I love laundry.
I just always forget it.
I wish they should make a 2-in-1. Why can't the washer and the dryer be the same fucking device?
I think they do exist. They do exist, but they're really expensive, and I don't know how
it's
great
like the
they
mechanics
are.
Would be so hard because it'd have to be like. After the wash, it's like, then you got to dry, but it's still wet. And how do you get it not wet?
I feel like this is a big scam that they're two different things. They're the same shape. They have buttons on them. They look identical.
I feel like it's like a different, like underneath. Like
yeah, just put both pipes in and hide them.
I was at a friend's house recently. They have money. They had in their closet a steam closet where you put in your shirts and stuff. Into like this mini refrigerator. You could probably put like 5 shirts in there, like space them out, set the timer, steams them all.
Damn. Did you watch perfectly. It happen?
No, I didn't. Mm. They were giving like the house tour and I was like, oh my God. But she was like, this is incredible.
That's
she goes,
crazy.
It's worth the money if you want to spend the
That's
money.
That's so sick.
I was like, damn, that is something.
I hate steaming clothes.
I know, but steaming's a great invention though when you're in a pinch. Like I love that a steamer
100%.
Exists.
Yes.
But
that sounds really nice.
Yeah.
Dawn wrinkle release fabric spray.
No, we're not doing this again.
We're not doing that.
Oh, did we talk about this already?
Yeah.
You love it.
You guys don't like it?
It's weird to say bring it with
that,
me when
like,
I travel, but I never use it.
Gives me scam vibes. Like, that's not really doing that much.
Aaron, it is night and day.
I don't.
Before
it's just really getting it wet.
But no, yeah. I mean, it is part of it. But if before I go out, if I even on these like a pair of pants, you just spray it for like. Wait 10 minutes, stretch them out. It's
you gotta wait so long.
And what, you're gonna steam and sit there and do it for 10
Dude,
minutes
it
anyway?
Takes, it's like
two
done.
Minutes.
It's like
when I'm steaming, I'm always like, I don't know where to put the hanger, and I'm like trying to stretch it out. I hate steaming. I bought a second steamer because I didn't like the first one, and it was even worse. I don't know.
Well, Stanley steamer.
You can end on an would you?
Yeah, what?
Would you if someone offered you $1 million to not speak for 1 year?
Do I have to pay taxes on it?
Yeah.
Let's say no. It's $1 million. Just here's $1 million in cash.
Not speak for a year.
I'd have to run it by my wife to see what she thinks.
She's like, hell yeah.
And if my wife was like, fucking do it. And if I could make content about me like that I'm just not speaking for a whole year till I get it. So I'm able to like...
But what would the content be?
It would just be
video
doing dances.
Yeah. I'd be writing my thoughts.
Like, it'd be like the MySpace, like the videos with like the paper.
God, $1 million for 1 year.
A year is so long.
I couldn't
so
do long.
That. That sounds awful. But like you're wasting a whole year of your life. You
imagine,
can't like... You're such a yapper. That's like your love language. You love communicating with people. Like, you wouldn't be able to do any of
you
that.
You want to go to the bar, have a beer and be like...
Oh, shit.
Every podcast just not saying anything.
Yeah.
You're just sitting here quiet.
But can you imagine the depression of, like, you accidentally break it?
Oof.
Oh,
and you've been doing it for 8 months.
Yeah. I would have to, like, tape my mouth shut.
Yeah, maybe there'd be, like, a procedure you could get to, like, sew your mouth or, like, take out your vocal cords for the year.
God, that's a great question.
I definitely no way.
What about 10 million?
Of course, 100%. 10 million, zip me up. Zip me up.
I feel like I could do it, but I imagine talking
after the first. That. There was a guy who did this, I think. He didn't talk for like 27 years, I think.
Buddhist monks do that. Like, they'll go a really long time without
speaking.
Patricia
worked for a lady who was doing a vow of silence and not talking for an entire year.
Remember that.
That's right.
And she didn't know when she was applying for it, right?
She did it like weeks into. She like, the girl went to Burning Man, came back and was just like,
wow.
How did she communicate with her? Like, would she just write on her phone?
Yeah, she would like write out like the to-dos of what she needed to do like during the day, and if there was something she would like text her. It was a little
I just don't think I could do that.
Yeah. What, working for someone who's not speaking?
No.
Take the vow of silence.
I would have to leave town.
Would you do it for a month, Aaron?
For $1 million?
Yeah, I could do it for a month. That would be easy.
But if it was 3 months.
Oh, now we're... It's okay, so it's like $330,000 a month.
Yes!
I mean, I feel like That's easy. 3 months.
Come yeah, but on. You just like stay home anyway.
I know. That's true.
I would do it for free. I would. It'd be so easy to just not talk for a year.
For free?
Yeah.
Just, how would you work?
I guess I couldn't do it for free. I'll just do emails.
No, that's like wasted time. That's like wasted life.
That's what I think too.
Not
that's
talking?
Like, yeah. Yeah.
I love if there's a weekend where it's like raining and no one's doing anything.
That's 2 days.
I wonder how many of our listeners are doing a vow of silence and are listening to this. Like,
how are you getting through it?
I don't think anybody that listens to the show is doing a vow of silence. That would be insane.
Maybe.
If you are, leave a comment. That would be love to talk to you.
Is that like a Catholic thing? It feels like a Catholic thing, a vow of silence.
I think it's a little bit more Buddhist.
Or Buddhist. Yeah.
But what do we know?
Like spiritual. It's like a spiritual thing.
Yeah, it's like a goal. Like, you know, in Little Miss Sunshine, Paul Dano's character, the son, is doing a vow of silence until he becomes part of the Flight Academy or the Air Force. Yeah. And then he finds out he's colorblind and he's like.
And can't do it anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just love yapping.
Me too. It's but like, for a mil a year is really tough.
But like a million in LA, like.
I would have to go away and like work on something creative and like quiet.
Yeah, I just mean like in LA, it's not even that much money.
Right.
Yeah, you can't even buy a house.
Still a lot though.
Sure, but like to waste a whole year.
I don't know. We're talking about 3 months.
But my kids would be like, yeah, my dad did a vow of silence. And like it could make like a big like financial impact on like your family. Just
What if you're infertile and then you never have kids and then I can never say that?
Oh boy. Well, Aaron.
I think I'm already thinking about it. Like I would just make TikToks every day of like what I did instead of talked.
Because you're literally or just getting like captioning paid. That's your job. To not speak.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to, like, work.
Just think of it like a brand deal.
You can watch tons of movies and write.
But then you can't talk about it with anybody.
Yeah, but you could still write and chat and talk online with people. You can still play video games. You can still listen to stuff. The entertainment's all there. It sucks communicating, but it's just 1 year of not communicating.
I couldn't do that. A whole year? No way.
Yeah, a year is a really fucking long. I don't even remember my birthday last year. It seems like a million, what?
You use AI. Get your voice down into a little voice box thing. And so you can just like talk with somebody. And so someone who's maybe like dying to talk to you and like misses you talking, you could at least.
You and Patricia get in a fight and it's just your voice box like yelling back at her.
It's your turn to do the laundry, babe.
It just makes me so sad. I don't think I could do it.
Good question, Carly.
Thanks. I was like, damn. I couldn't do it for a year, maybe 3 months. I feel like. It'd be kind of like a fun experiment.
I have to ask tons of people in my life.
Should I do this?
Yeah, if they would be cool if I did a vow of silence for a year. Yeah, that's the only thing is I can't make that judgment. But if everyone around me was like supportive and was like, you could do it. And I felt like not crazy while doing it, I would do it.
I think if you came to me and you were, if it was $10 million, I would tell you to try. But $1 million, I would say that's not worth it.
Oh, yeah.
What if you're like 9 months in and like something happened and you have to be like,
you stub your toe?
Or ow!
Patricia! Like,
that would ruin me.
You wake up talking.
Fuck. What if you talk in your sleep?
Mouth
that
tape.
Doesn't count.
Okay.
I feel like that's okay because you don't know.
Yeah, I feel like there would have to be.
You could never drink because then you'd like.
What if you were like in court and like you had to. All you had to do was plead the fifth, but you can't verbally say it because you're on a vow of silence. Could you just get like
your lawyer does it for you.
Yeah, they're like, he's doing a vow of silence.
I would learn sign language for sure.
Yeah,
totally.
And then get involved in like the deaf community. Maybe it could change your life.
Dang, a box exploded on a UPS truck.
Another one? Here?
Oh, another one?
Yeah, there was like one that happened the other day. Last week, I think.
Caught on the Ring camera.
It was crazy.
It looked like a fucking Mission Impossible movie.
The fact that the person like didn't get injured or anything is crazy.
It looked like a Mission Impossible movie. It was
fucking nuts.
Damn.
Huge.
It was on someone's house, like someone's front porch.
It was like driving down the street and a Ring camera caught it. And like
you saw this.
Yeah. Driving down the street and just fucking exploded.
Bam.
Yeah.
Scary.
A vow of silence.
Bing.
Oh, damn. Why? I fuck it up every time now.
Every time it's like volume going up.
Alrighty, folks.
You could do it.
No. Alrighty, folks. We are now descending this episode of Good Influences. If you like this episode, please like, please leave a comment, please leave a review. And also, guys, remember, like we said in the beginning of this episode, we have a Patreon and merch as well. Go to goodinfluencespod.com.